invasion and Turk battles. The wounded warrior and their families may end up going from a series of case officers in several cities and still may not get the help they need to transition to post-war life. It is truly a case of red tape going wild.
The six Republicans and six Democrats on the Special Deficit Cutting Committee remain far apart as the deadline looms for them to take action on reducing the federal deficit by more than $1.2 trillion. With more, here's correspondent Tim McGuire.
Super Committee co-chairman, Texas Republican Congressman Jeb Hensarling tells Fox News Sunday that time is running short.
We need to come to an agreement. We have to get it drafted. It has to be estimated by the Congressional Budget Office by the end of Monday, so it's a daunting challenge.
Fellow committee member, Massachusetts Democratic Senator John Kerry on NBC's Meet the Press blames the Republicans for the impasse.
If they will just back off insisting that the Bush tax cuts be extended now.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm John Russell.
I have something to confess. I just love eggs. Eggs for breakfast, eggs for lunch, for dinner, you name it. To me, eggs are all about freshness, wholesomeness, and home. As I said, I just love them. And the eggs I love best? That's easy. Eggland's Best. No other egg I've tried tastes as farm fresh and delicious. I love my EB's sunny side up, but they're great any way you prepare them. And lest you think Eggland's eggs are only about superior taste, let me tell you about their superior nutrition. Compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best have 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D. Plus, they're a good source of omega-3s and lutein. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, they have 25% less saturated fat than regular eggs. Now that's what I call a super egg. Look for all-natural Eggland's Best at your local grocers in regular, cage-free, and organic.
Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Thanks for joining us today. Later in the show, I'm going to talk turkey with Peter, see how much he knows about these beautiful creatures. But first, we're going to cover some recent important news concerning elephants in captivity. We are pleased to welcome back to the show Matt Rosell. Matt is with Animal Defenders International, where he is campaigns director. Hey, Matt.
Hi there.
Matt, a few weeks ago, Animals Today briefly reported on the new legislation introduced by U.S. Representative Jim Moran called the Traveling Exotic Animal Protection Act. Animal Defenders International is involved in this effort, and we wanted to learn more about this legislation. So, Matt, if you could first explain what the proposed law would do.
Well, the Traveling Exotic Animal Protection Act, House Resolution 3359, will prohibit exotic animals, that includes bears, lions, tigers, elephants, monkeys, from being used in traveling circuses. So essentially, it's a ban on exotic animals in traveling circuses in the U.S.
And Matt, explain why is any legislation of this sort needed?
This is long overdue, and the time is now for protecting wild animals and circuses. This is a very narrowly focused bill. It's not going to affect static or stationary performances. It's not going to affect zoos. This is simply taking a look at the most egregious abuse of wild animals, because in traveling circuses, the complex needs of these intelligent, majestic animals simply cannot be met. You're looking at circuses like Ringling Brothers, Cole Brothers Circus, Carson and Barnes. These shows are on the road for months on end, virtually year-round. And so it forces animals like lions and bears and elephants in very difficult, tight conditions. We're talking about small cages, elephants chained by one or more legs for a majority of their lives. Tigers in tiny cages, sometimes barely larger than themselves, and it's causing suffering. What we also know from years of undercover abuse investigations is that the tools of the trade, of the circus trade, include bullhooks, whips, electric shocking devices, water and food deprivation, and intimidation. They use pain and punishment and the fear of further violent training sessions to get these wild animals to do unnatural tricks, like forcing elephants to stand on their head or a lion to jump through a hoop.
Yeah. Matt, there are a number of people involved in this effort, including ADI, your group, Bob Barker, the group PAWS, and actress Georgia Fox. How did this all come together, and who wrote the bill?
Well, the organizations PAWS and Animal Defenders International have been working closely with Jim Moran's office, and it's been a collaborative effort. The language was very carefully chosen. It's very narrowly focused, like I said, on traveling circuses. Because of the nature of these traveling circuses, even under the best conditions and the best of intentions, these animals' needs cannot be met on the road. And so it was, it's been in the works for a while, but we are really excited about all the support that we've received so far. The bill already is quickly gaining momentum. We have now 10 co-sponsors. The bill has bipartisan support. We now have on board a ranking Republican, Bill Young, from Florida, is behind the bill, and a whole host of other co-sponsors, along with Representative Moran, and we're off and running.
That's so great. This is, Matt, the first bill to comprehensively tackle the use of all wild animals in circuses ever to be launched in the U.S., so I bet you're going to get some serious opposition. What do you anticipate?
Well, we've already seen some opposition from Ringling Brothers, and of course that was expected. They are making some misleading claims that this is a job-killing bill. They're claiming that they're claiming that there's going to be 750 families out of work because of this bill. The reality is that this is really going to be an economic stimulus bill. What we've seen from our research is that a study that's been done shows that when animal circuses go out of business, non-animal circuses take their place. And if you, in a study that we did comparing the ticket prices between human-only circuses and circuses that use animals, we've seen that it's very likely that the circus's bottom line will improve if they get rid of their animal acts. And then there's case studies. There's Circus Vargas here in the U.S. Changed ownership. They changed direction. They got rid of their animal acts. They are animal acts. It'll just be more humane and more entertaining.
Yeah. Well put. Matt, the bill is H.R. 3359. I presume you want everyone to contact their representatives to support the bill, right?
Yeah, definitely. We have a lot of different ways people can get involved. Our website, our campaign, our grassroots campaign to get the support from all the constituents to push their legislators is called the Break the Chain Campaign, and you can visit that website and find out everything you need to know about contacting your legislator at breakthechainus.com. And we also have a new texting mobile action plan, and people can text the word chain to the number 55678. That's text the word chain to 55678, and you'll get all the information you need right there on your cell phone to make a difference and contact your legislator.
That's great. And you'll let us know how this legislation progresses through the process, right?
Yeah, we definitely will.
Now, let's move the discussion to California now, Matt, where Animal Defenders International is engaged in a different effort concerning the practice of elephants performing. Specifically, there's a business called Have Trunk Will Travel, and you have a lawsuit in progress against them. What is Have Trunk Will Travel?
Half Tranquil Travel is a company that provides elephants for entertainment. They lease their elephants for use in movies, commercials. Very likely, if you see an elephant in a film or a commercial, it's very likely Have Tranquil Travel. They also do elephant rides and hire out their elephants to private parties.
What are you claiming in the suit? What is the legal basis and what are you seeking?
Well, what we found, we had investigated Have Tranquil Travel in 2005 and had seen their operation behind the scenes. And just recently, last May, when the movie Water for Elephants launched, the Have Tranquil Travel and everyone associated with the film were making all kinds of false claims to the public that their elephants were treated only with kindness and trained through positive reinforcement. Well, the video that we shot during our investigation shows something very different. The Have Tranquil Travel trainers and owners are captured on video shocking the elephants to get them to perform tricks. In fact, the same tricks that are seen in the movie Water for Elephants. They are hitting, hooking elephants with bull hooks viciously, violently, and it just really shows that Have Tranquil Travel. So the basis of the lawsuit is kind of a false claims, a false claims suit, where we're on behalf of ourselves and a couple of members of the public, we're saying that they are not being honest about their practices, and therefore they're basically selling their business practices are selling tickets and selling elephant rides using false claims that the animals are humanely treated. And people, if they knew the truth, would not want to support that industry.
Right. Don't go away. More with Matt Rozelle with Animal Defenders International. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. You're listening to Animals Today.
That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs. This message is sponsored by Desert Paws. Visit them at desertpaws.org.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire. And I've got one that's not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups. Or how he could save even more with a multi-policy discount. The camper paid dearly for his mistake. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Well, good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-684-2260. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try better than ever Proactiv solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial. Plus, a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-684-2260. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus two free extras. Call 1-800-684-2260. 1-800-684-2260. That's 1-800-684-2260.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Back with Matt Rizzo with Animal Defenders International. Matt, you described this video that you released recently when the movie Water for Elephants came out and described the cruel ways in which the elephants were treated during for this movie. Can you tell us why it was released only recently?
Well, Animal Defenders International conducts undercover investigations around the world, and we have our goal is to make sweeping changes for animals. And we have recently passed a ban on exotic animals in the country of Peru after extensive investigations, a couple years worth throughout South America. We've also passed a ban in Bolivia. We were able to rescue every last animal from all the circuses in Bolivia and airlift 29 lions to sanctuary here in the U.S. So we take on very large long-term projects, and because of that, sometimes we have to make very difficult decisions about releasing video footage and the timing of it. We're not about just having these one-off sort of investigations. We have a much broader, wider perspective. And so that was the case with this footage. We knew that the video depicted violations of law. It's illegal in California to shock elephants and to put anything in the orifices of elephants, and that was all captured on this video. But at the same time, it's a misdemeanor offense. It was very likely to not make a huge impact, and we had to make the difficult decision because of, you know, releasing footage or exposing situations sort of has a chain effect if you're doing a broad investigation, and sometimes you have to sit on things, and that's
right.
The reason why we released it when we did was because the movie makers and Have Trunk Will Travel and others associated with film were using this film as an international platform, basically to mislead the public about the way elephants are trained for circus-type acts, and that we could not ignore. It was they were giving out such misinformation on such a wide scale that we couldn't hold back.
Yeah, it all makes sense, Matt. Now, I invited Kerry Johnson from Have Trunk Will Travel to appear on the show, but Kerry declined because of the ongoing suit. But she did point me to a statement they released. And, Matt, I'd like to read a bit of it and have you respond, okay?
Yeah, that would be great.
Animal rights extremist groups are using Thai's role in Water for Elephants, as a vehicle to take advantage of her celebrity to further their efforts to remove elephants and all exotic animals from entertainment. These groups have no basis of knowledge or experience working with elephants. They have an agenda and a history of using less than honest means to achieve their goals. Matt, do you want to remove elephants and exotic animals from entertainment?
Well, we are working very hard with expertise to prevent the worst forms of suffering that exotic animals are facing around the world. And what we see over and over again is that in this circus-style training and in traveling circuses, these wild and exotic animals are truly suffering. And it's, you know, in this day and age, there's really no justification for treating these animals this way for just a few minutes of entertainment. But what I would also respond to, the Johnsons have made statements like you just read. They have also admitted that it is themselves and their trainers in the film that we shot. It is their elephants, and they actually even went so far as to say that it looks horrible. And the reason the video footage looks horrible is because it is horrible. And yeah, the Johnsons have gone on the record, Carrie has gone on the record saying that they don't condone the use of electricity unless it's a matter of safety. Her husband, Gary, has gone on the record publicly saying that Ty, the elephant that was used in the film, Water for Elephants, was never hit in any way at all. And these things are just absolutely, the video speaks for itself. And so, in terms of, you know, the accusations of us being an extremist group or that we don't have experience in this area, we work with veterinarians and scientists who have, you know, a whole career, a lifelong career of expertise with exotic animals. And we have those experts' comments on our website and throughout our materials. So, for example, Dr. Mel Richardson has 40-plus years' experience. He's worked in AZA-accredited zoos, and he's a veterinarian with a wealth of experience. He has commented on the abuse in this video, as have many other experts.
Matt, we only have a couple minutes left, so I want to talk about the San Diego hearings that were last week.
Mm-hmm.
Which concerned the elephant rides at the upcoming San Diego County Fair. So ADI, your group, and a few other groups were asking the fair board to prohibit rides upon elephants. Please explain what exactly you were claiming and requesting.
Well, we have been engaging with all the decision makers in the area, in this region where Have Trunk Will Travel provides elephant rides. We feel that they and the public deserves to know the truth about how these animals are really trained to make a decision of whether they want to support this. And we really feel that the fairs, like the San Diego Fair, has no business employing and contracting with a company like Have Trunk Will Travel in light of this evidence that the elephants are shocked and beaten. And so it was a disappointing result. The board was split 4-3, and the decision that they made on the elephant rides was to table the decision until 2014. The significance of that year is that the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, this is the industry organization that gives accreditation to zoos, they have come out with a new policy steering their zoos towards protected contact, which would essentially eliminate, for the most part, the use of the bullhook and this elephant rides, really, because it's talking about protecting elephant handlers by not having them in the same physical space as the elephants. We have, you know, elephants are 9,000 pound, sometimes plus, large mammals, largest land mammals that can, you know, really harm wild animals that can harm human beings and have a history of that. And so protected contact is just the new way that the new type of managing elephants that is safer and uses positive reinforcement. So,
Matt, your group, Animal Defenders International, does great work. That's Matt Rozelle. What website do you want people to visit, Matt?
BreakTheChainUS.org, and you can join our efforts to pass the Traveling Exotic Animal Protection Act.
Thanks so much, Matt.
Thank you.
There's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match for the dangers of today's world. The good news is animal behaviorists say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and much healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a sobbing child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there are no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you, don't give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late.
This message is brought to you by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
You hear a lot of talk about which car is best, which smartphone is best, which auto insurance company is best. You know the drill. But I wonder if I could talk with you for a minute about another kind of best, one very close to my heart, or should I say stomach? I'm talking about eggs. That's right, delicious farm-fresh eggs cooked up hot and flavorful for breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever. To me, there's only one egg that truly is the best, the one that towers above all the others, Eggland's Best Eggs. What makes Eggland's Best the best? Well, first of all, there's the taste. I gotta say, no other egg tastes as fresh and delicious as Eggland's Best. I love mine over easy, but they're great any way you cook them. And then there's the nutrition. The fact is, compared to regular eggs, all-natural Eggland's Best gives you more of the superior nutrition your body needs. Things like 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D, plus 25% less saturated fat. Pretty exceptional, don't you think? So let the car companies and phone companies fight over who's best. When it comes to eggs, there's only one best. Eggland's Best. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of The Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how The Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Welcome back to the show. So Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and we know that Lincoln proclaimed Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1863, right, Peter? And many believe the Pilgrims had turkey on that first Thanksgiving day, although we now know that it's more than likely not the case. So, Peter, why is it a symbol for Thanksgiving? How did we end up with the tradition of eating turkeys for Thanksgiving?
How did we end up? Anything to do with Franklin?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm asking you.
Oh, I'm going to tell you the answer.
Okay. I want to see how much you know about the turkey, okay?
Ready.
You ready for a little quiz?
Oh, a pop quiz.
Okay. Here we go.
Ready.
Okay. Female turkey, as you know, is called a hen, right? What is the male turkey called?
Male turkey is a gobbler.
Gobbler. Good. Good. Okay, you know the flap of skin that hangs over the turkey's beak?
I've seen it.
Okay, what's that called?
Oh, boy. That is a crown.
Wrong.
That is a roof.
No, okay, stop. It's getting annoying now. It's a snood.
I don't think I've
snood,
ever heard.
Snood, S-N-O-O-D, snood.
Wow.
Okay, what do you call the flap of skin under the turkey's chin?
Yeah. Oh, don't know.
Okay, waddle.
See?
Waddle. Okay. Turkeys communicate. You're not doing very good in this quiz. Turkeys communicate their emotions by way of color changes in the skin on their neck, faces, and what other part? Their snood or their waddle?
Their snood.
Very good. Was that a guess?
It was a guess.
And the turkey's snood turns bright red when he's upset or during courtship. Now, the part of the stomach that contains tiny stones,
yes,
which help them grind up food for digestion, is called?
I don't know what.
Okay,
that is.
I'll give you a hint. It's something your mom may have put in her soup to make chicken soup.
Oh, is there I don't know.
Chicken gizzards.
Gizzard.
Gizzard. Traditional Eastern
so
European Jewish cuisine.
It's a...
gastrointestinal. Yeah, something disgusting like that. The gizzards and neck and feet of chickens were often cooked together to make chicken soup, but not the liver, which by per kosher law must be broiled.
That makes perfect sense.
Okay, I know. Okay, welcome back, Cotter. Remember that?
Now you're talking about stuff I should know
about. Okay. We're showing your age now. Remember Barbarino would say, up your nose with a rubber hose?
I do remember that.
What would the character Washington say?
Oh, boy. Washington would say, I don't remember.
Up your gizzard with a rubber lizard. Male turkeys make a gobbling sound. What kind of sound does the hen make?
They purr.
Click.
They click.
Clicking sound. Turkeys recognize each other by their unique voices. Researchers have identified, actually, that more than 20 distinct vocalizations are in wild turkeys. And also, Peter, did you know that wild turkeys can fly for short distances at speeds up to 55 miles per hour? That's pretty cool. And on the ground, they can reach speeds of 25 miles per hour.
So you can't outrun a turkey.
There's no way. Turkeys are much faster than you. 25 miles an hour.
What do they do when they catch you, though?
That's right. That's right. But obviously, we're talking about wild turkeys here, so not domesticated and encaged ones. Turkeys have excellent geography skills and can learn the specific details of an area of more than 1,000 acres. I guess that's a lot better than my sense of direction, that's for sure. Turkeys have great hearing, but no external ears. They have field of vision of about 270 degrees and are able to see in color. Wow. They can see movement almost 100 yards away. That's pretty incredible. They don't see well at night. They have poor sense of smell, but a good sense of taste.
It's interesting that they have good hearing, but no external ears.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the worst predator of the wild turkey is, I should give you a multiple choice. A, the dog. B, the raccoon. C, a hawk.
Oh, I guess the raccoon.
Very good. Raccoons will catch and kill young turkeys and also attack a hen's nest and destroy the eggs.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes or no, do turkeys enjoy the company of humans?
Oh, I know they do. That's a yes.
That's very yes.
Because I witnessed you stroking and petting a turkey.
Exactly.
And she loved it.
She loved it. I gave that turkey a nice massage. Turkeys are social animals, and just like dogs and cats, turkeys are intelligent, they're sensitive, they form strong social bonds and show great affection to others. They enjoy the company of other creatures, including humans. Well, maybe not the humans who intend to slaughter them, but they love having their feathers stroked, as you mentioned, and actually, we have a Facebook picture of that, don't we?
Yep.
Okay. Which one of our U.S. founding fathers wanted to make not the bald eagle, wild turkey the national bird of the United States?
And this was Franklin, wasn't
Very
it?
Very good, okay. Benjamin Franklin.
I knew he would come up eventually.
Okay. Oh, okay. Then you want to talk about Franklin? What dollar bill is Ben on?
I haven't seen one in a while, but he's on a $100
bill. Okay, very good. Did you know he was a high school dropout?
No, I didn't know that.
He's He also invented the first bifocal glasses.
That we know.
Okay.
Around here,
right.
We know that.
Right. Being an eye surgeon, I thought you would know that. If you ask 100 people if Ben Franklin was president of the United States, how many would say yes?
Probably 80.
Yeah.
Is that the stat?
Yeah, they say 50% to 80%. Isn't that funny?
Yes.
You would. Yeah. What? Didn't we learn that in school sometime?
Probably my teachers taught me he was president.
Okay. No, I meant didn't we learn in school that he was not president? Okay. Did you know that on factory farms, turkeys frequently have the ends of their beaks and toes cut off without anesthesia to prevent them from injuring one another as they're crowded by the thousands into dark, filthy warehouses? Did you know that every year more than 46 million turkeys are killed for Thanksgiving holiday dinners?
That's incredible.
Okay, so this is where I can make my pitch, right? More than 46 million turkeys are killed every year for Thanksgiving alone, and more than 300 million are killed for food throughout the year in the U.S. And these beautiful, inquisitive, intelligent birds endure lives of suffering and painful deaths. And it's easier than ever to choose a compassionate, healthy, plant-based diet, and the holidays are the perfect time to make the switch.
Yes.
And I think we'd all agree that primary aspect of Thanksgiving involves being around family and friends and loved ones. It involves gratitude for things like having loving friends and family and shelter over our heads and, for some of us, jobs and having enough food to eat, right?
That's right. All those things.
So make your Thanksgiving a celebration for the birds, too. What a wonderful concept.
That's nice.
I love that.
Yep.
So there are the faux turkey dishes like tofurkey and unturkey, as well as meatless gravy and stuffing. We make those all the time and easy to find in supermarkets and health food stores. I was going to ask you another question, but I'm going to hold off on that. Okay.
That's good. I feel go ahead.
Okay. You know, do we even need the turkey? I mean, do you even need to eat the turkey during the, I mean, we're going to go to L.A., which we've been in the past few years, to my parents' house, and there's so much food there.
Yes.
I mean, between the
I don't
the
think anyone would miss it.
But you wouldn't miss it.
And everyone gets bloated and sleepy and...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, yeah.
It'd be the same arguing whether there's a turkey there or not.
Exactly. Exactly. Good point. So listen to this. According to a recent survey by the American Farm Bureau Federation, the price of a traditional Thanksgiving dinner will rise 13% this year. Did you hear that? And actually, turkey is the main culprit behind the biggest increase in 26 years. So a 16-pound bird will run $21.57, which is up more than 22% from last year.
Yeah.
And it's a result of soaring costs of commodities that are raising prices for food makers, grocers, and consumers. Thus, another great reason to try to have a vegetarian or vegan Thanksgiving.
That's great.
So what do you think?
I'm convinced.
And looking forward to our drive to L.A.
You know, this line of questioning reminds me of my personal history when I, the last turkey I consumed, I think I was about 20 or so, and I came home from college one year for Thanksgiving and announced to my shocked parents that I was not going to eat this Thanksgiving turkey that they had labored upon.
Yeah.
Because I had recently become vegetarian, and they weren't aware of this. I hadn't revealed it till the day I refused to eat the Thanksgiving turkey.
What was the reaction?
They thought I was crazy. They thought I was like from another planet. They
right.
just didn't get it.
Yeah.
I guess I should have told them ahead of time. That was sort of not that nice of me to surprise them like that.
Yeah.
But so I'm almost 50 now, so it's been a long history of no turkeys and no meat.
It sure has.
Yeah.
It sure has. Yeah. Listen, you're listening to Animals Today. Peter, we're going to have news with you coming up right next. You're home for serious talk about animals right here. This show tackles the important issues concerning all animals, how they're treated by the people, and their place in our society. And, of course, we promote greater respect for and kindness towards all living creatures. So tell your friends about Animals Today Radio. We air from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. And you can listen live on the internet by going to the website, which is animalstodayradio.com. Don't go away.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
Because there's just nowhere for them to go. Consider that one female dog and her offspring can produce more than 50,000 puppies in just 6 years, and that a female cat and her kittens can produce more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. Now, everybody loves a cute puppy or a playful kitten, but there simply are not enough people to care for all the animals. If you let your animal have a litter, even just one, then these kittens and puppies can go on to produce more offspring themselves. We can all help reduce this problem by spaying or neutering our animals as soon as we obtain them. That's what responsible pet owners do. Ask your veterinarian about the procedure. You'll also learn that spaying and neutering can allow your pet to live a longer, healthier life by reducing the chances of certain cancers. There are other benefits, too. Fixed animals are less likely to bite, fight, roam, or run away. Neutered cats are less likely to mark their territory. And because they do not go into heat cycles, they are less likely to cry continuously or to attract unwanted animals. So make sure to spay or neuter your pets right away and tell your friends and relatives about how we can all help make pet euthanasia a thing of the past. This message presented by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-684-2260. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try better than ever Proactiv solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-684-2260. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus two free extras. Call 1-800-684-2260. 1-800-684-2260. That's 1-800-684-2260.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Welcome back to Animals Today. I really did like Welcome Back, Cotter, didn't you?
You know, I was at that perfect age in elementary school, and the day after an episode came on, we were all gathered at school freaking out about how funny it was, and just we just loved that show. My crowd just loved that show, and all the paraphernalia and the characters, we just thought it was great.
It's really one of the classics. It's so great.
And, you know, that theme song, I don't know if you've listened to it recently as an adult. It's a wonderful tune. It really is a great little melody.
Do you know who writes or
that was John Sebastian, I think.
Oh, okay.
Right, John? Right.
Oh, you're asking our producer. Is that right, John?
Yeah.
John Sebastian. Okay.
Anyway, There are some besides Welcome Back, Cotter. We have some animal news today, and there is a big story that I want to share with you, and that is out of Texas. A court of appeals ruled that there can be value attached to the love of a dog that is accidentally or purposely injured or killed.
Yeah.
So this sets aside a 120-year law, and I won't go into the details, but basically a dog that was lost was accidentally euthanized, and the dog's owners and guardians sued one of the employees of the shelter, and they won. And they were claiming that there was this extra value because of the love and affection they had for this dog, rather than its simple market value, which is generally nothing.
Right.
So this is a big case in Texas, and really changes everything.
Wow, that's huge, actually.
Yes, it's very big. And
you think this is going to start a little trend here?
Well, probably it's going to go further legally.
Yeah.
And perhaps be challenged. The Texas Veterinary Medical Association has already contacted the defendant's lawyer about this case. Probably not happy about this turn of events. You know, the typical claims are that if the caretakers, if the veterinarians and the shelters have to be held to a higher standard, they'll have to pay more for insurance, and all those costs will be passed on to the costs of caring for the animals and the veterinary fees, and that will make it harder to take care of the other animals. You know, that's the typical argument.
Right.
So we'll see what happens, and we'll see how strongly the Texas VMA really comes out against this, because they're going to look. You got to walk a fine line.
Sure do.
Yeah.
Sure do.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's great.
Oh, I think it's. Oh, the implications are pretty far reaching if this holds regarding what is the not the legal and the moral status of non-human animals in our society. And one of the important gauges is how are they treated by the law? Are they objects?
Property.
Like any inanimate thing.
Right.
Or do they have something extra, additional?
Right.
Okay, maybe they're not human. We're not saying that you got to give driver's licenses to every dog.
Right.
But there's something additional that animals have that above and beyond
just their inanimate inherent
objects.
Value. Exactly.
So this can be a big step.
Yeah.
Do you remember a few years ago everyone was into the stories about the birds flying into the jet engines and
sure.
And everyone remembers that famous scene in New York. And,
right. Hudson River.
And we had a guest on a few times talking about how can birds and planes and people get along better. And in places like New York's airports, which are surrounded by water, like Kennedy Airport, it's, you know, there's water and bird sanctuaries all around it, and this stuff can't really be easily prevented. Well, in India, one of the airports in India is been really troubled with birds and animals actually walking onto the runway. So they found that the high-tech guns that shoot loud sounds only were completely ineffective. So they've got old-fashioned fireworks and people setting off actual fireworks when planes are taking off and landing, and that scatters the animals and keeps them off the runway and keeps the birds away.
Well, it's
old-fashioned fireworks.
Okay, it's more humane than what they do now.
Yeah, it is a problem, and actually we haven't heard about this recently, but I bet that a lot of these birds are being killed to keep the, because that's in the United States, that's the solution that we're going to.
I know they are. Aren't there also some reflective techniques that they, reflective devices that they put on planes and on the runways?
Oh, I don't know about that on the planes, but I haven't heard great solutions in the United States that really takes the animals into consideration in a significant way. But so that's what they're doing in India. But you can imagine it's pretty cheap to pay 20 employees to run around with fireworks in the Indian subcontinent compared to union wages at Kennedy Airport.
That's right.
Right?
Imagine
that. The firecracker lobby, firecracker union, and their lobby. Okay, whatever. Sorry. And then I'll just very briefly tell you that geckos in Southeast Asia are being hunted and killed, transported after they are dried to be turned into all sorts of concoctions such as wine and whiskey. They are claiming that parts of the gecko, like the tongue and its internal organs, are useful in combating HIV and cancer. So the geckos are being killed in Southeast Asia.
That's terrible.
Yeah, recent trend. So.
Peter, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Lori Kirschner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
And by the way, 1976, number one hit, Welcome Back, Kotter, by John Sebastian. So Peter got that one right, too.
Yeah, yeah. That, I'm telling you, I must have been in fifth grade or sixth grade. We were crazy about that show.